Way I've been feeling for quite some time, amen. And Kathy sung that song, Can't Nobody Hide, I believe is the title of that song, amen. How many knows a true Christian don't want to hide? All right. It's been said, I'll come sit with you. How many knows a true Christian don't want to hide? Only a hypocrite wants to hide. Amen. Only a hypocrite wants to hide. The definition of a true Christian means one thing, and if I could, I'd like to clarify that just a little bit tonight. A lot of times we as Christians, everybody, and I know the world we live in, a lot of people have their idea of what they feel like true salvation is and all of these things, and I got my wallet hung and can't get it out. Praise God. It's bugging me. I don't like to be bugged. Amen. But a lot of people has their opinions and a lot of things. But it takes one thing to be a true Christian, and us as people sojourning, as the Bible uses the word, means we're just traveling through the world we live in. A lot of times it's easy to get caught up. A lot of people, Sister Martha was talking about there, were caught up in the religion of the day there in Acts. They were upset that a lot of their money was being taken away. More importantly, it has amazed me as over the years as you study the Bible and then you study men, you find out that one of the greatest things men tend to do is they're after men's admiration more than they are anything. Amen. They would be fine being poor as long as everybody thought well of them or thought that they were just wonderful and just all that in a bag of tea and all of this. But how many knows that's not going to be the case with Christ? As Naaman said, when you stand before him, he's not going to look at you. He's not going to look at the way you've dressed all of these years, though he is, but he's not going to look. He's not going to look and say, well, you dressed good all your life. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He's not going to make that statement. He's not going to say you attended church 3 or 4 nights a week or 5 nights or 6 nights a week. You done wonderful. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He's not going to say that, but he's going to look at her heart and he's going to find out how true. And I want to read a couple stories real quick if I could. I've got two little stories, but we read of two different stories in the book of Luke, 15 chapters, where we're going to be reading that first one. Very familiar. Second one as well to most of us, but we find two of these, and let's read it real quick and we'll get into it. Chapter 15 of the book of Luke, verse 11, said, and he said, a certain man had two sons. Brother Jeremy touched on this Wednesday night. I thought he was going to preach it and I wouldn't have to. But he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them. Notice that. He had two sons. And he divided unto them his living. His inheritance, in other words. All they'd worked for, all he'd worked for all of his life. He said, here, boys, we're going to divide it up now. Here's you half and here's you half. However, what division he used there. In verse 13 said, and not many days after the younger had gathered all together, he took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went, the Bible said in verse 15, and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. To the congregation that Christ was preaching to here, you couldn't get no lower than this. He said, and he would fain... In other words, he desired to have fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Verse 17 said, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. Notice that. I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Man could probably preach right there a long time. And no man, and no more, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, Brother Jeremy's talking about this the other night, a great way off, his father... It said when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. Notice that. Made that same statement again. And no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For what reason? He said, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they begin to be merry. Now if you will, just jump on over in the book of Luke to chapter 19. Chapter 19 verse 1. As I said, very familiar scriptures. Two stories. Felt like doing this. Just going to obey the Lord. Chapter 19, verse 1 said, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into the sycamore tree and to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. And he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Amen. If he would say that to a few in the day we're living in. Amen. I feel like he's saying that to a lot of people today. Amen. How many believes that? I believe he's still calling today, don't you? He said, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Imagine that. Can you believe? He obviously don't know who Zacchaeus is. If he knew how Zacchaeus lived and what a crook he was, what a thief he was, and what a lowlife Zacchaeus was, there is no way a man of Jesus' stature would have enough common sense that he would go to a man's house like that. You can say, why are you saying all that? The Bible don't state that. Oh, yes, it does. It's all there. Listen to the next verse. He said, they were saying, he said, when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he is gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. All of those that as Naaman was talking about a while ago, all of those that thinks Jesus is just going to look at them, amen. They were standing over there looking as Jesus began to go to Zacchaeus' house. And as he was on his way to Zacchaeus' house, they began to say he wouldn't go there if he knew what kind of man he was. But listen to the next verse. The Bible said, and Zacchaeus stood up and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, listen what I'm going to do. Listen what I'm going to do. He said, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor. I'm a very rich man, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to divide it right down the middle, and half of it I'm going to give to the poor. Listen to the next thing he said. He said, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. You know what a publican was? How they was a tax collector. They was somebody that went around collecting dues to the city. And no doubt how this man had went around and collected a lot of those things. Amen. No doubt there were people that he charged property tax for, maybe that he probably shouldn't have as much as he was charging them. But how many know how that when Jesus came to his house that day, he was a man of little stature, and he went over there and Jesus was passing by his way, and the Bible said as he came by, he looked up in that sycamore tree and he saw him there, and he said, Zacchaeus, come down. As I begin to look at these two right here, you can say, well, I don't see that there's anything that connects these two, but there's a great deal that connects these two chapters here, where we find two different people, amen, in almost the same exact situation. We find a man here that had worked with his father all his year, and you know what he thought? If you will, it'd be like somebody going to church all their life. Hey, and after a while, they've been in this church for a long time, and after a while, the pastor, they don't agree with him. They don't agree with holding it. They don't agree with the way holding his people live. You see, they've got it all wrong. I know how I gotta live. I know how I gotta walk. I know how you gotta do it. That old-fashioned preacher, man, he don't know what he's talking about. You know what I think I'll do? I think I'll take my money. You see, I've worked hard for it all my life. I've got all I need, and I'm going to take my money, and I'm going to go and live by my lifestyle. I live by my principles. I live by the way I think is right. And the Bible said he left his father's house. He left his father's house a wealthy man. Went to a far country. Zacchaeus left his house that day to go to a sycamore tree. A wealthy man. Amen. What's amazing about these two men is both of them started at almost identical same place. Amen. Stop and think about that. They both started at the same place. They both was wealthy. They both had things going their way. You see that father's son, when he left the house, he thought he had everything figured out. Hey, I can almost believe I preached several messages on this. Amen. And the first time I feel like God ever really gave it to me like I needed it, I could almost see this son thinking, oh, daddy thinks he's got it all figured out. He thinks he knows everything. But I know how to make money. You see, if I could just get my inheritance and put it in my back pocket, I believe I could take it over there. You see, over here where we're living, they're reserved over here. And I think I could take it over there and I can make a little money. But you know what happened? How the Bible said when he went into that far country, he wasted it with riotous living. And the Bible said it wasn't very long that a famine arose in that land, and the Bible said he went and joined himself unto a citizen of that country. And you know what he done? He got so low that his friends ran out on him. All of those, no doubt, when he got over there and was having fun, amen, he had friends galore. But after a while they ran out on him. After a while he never had nobody. He had nobody where to sleep. And no doubt he went to his friend's house. And when he lost everything, they didn't have time to fool with him. He ain't nothing but a party animal. You tell him to go away. We ain't got time to do nothing with it. And the Bible said he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. He became a slave, if you will. Amen. To somebody else. Amen. 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 And the Bible said that when he became the slave, amen, that his master sent him into his field to feed the swine. Swine was the lowest animal, the most filthiest animal, amen, still is to the true Jewish nation. It's the most filthiest animal. Amen. But the Bible said, this citizen said, you know what, go out and feed the swine. Amen. Amen. A lot of people may not know it. Amen. But I feel like a lot of people, amen, has looked at their father. Amen. They've looked at the way they think that you should live. Amen. They think this is how you got to do it. Amen. And they've left it. And you know what happened? They went out and all that they thought they had, they lost. Amen. And when they lost it all, they didn't have no other choice, amen, but to join themselves to a citizen of that country. Amen. And as I was telling a man today in my living room, how many knows the devil is the prince of the hour? In the hour too, as far as that goes. But the Bible said he is the prince of the air. And how many knows today it ain't by, amen, just by accident, amen, that they, Madison County EMA, I put out alert this week that people, amen, I were OD'ing that there was a horrible batch of drugs in our area. You know what's happened? Somebody's went out there, amen, I feel like preaching, and they've joined themselves under the citizen, amen, of that country. And you know what happened? They're feeding with a hole out there down there in the lowest of low. But I'm telling you, when you're out there, praise God, you feel like you got to have some hope. Something to cope with the life. Amen. And they get lower and lower and lower. I praise God. But our prayer is today that God would reach down and they would open their eyes. Amen. It'll do no good. You can tell them all day long. How many times do you think that dad looked at that son and said, son, you can't live like that? Amen. But that son didn't listen. Amen. That son had a picture of himself. Just like the world we live in. If you're not careful, just like you are tonight, how many knows tonight that you are different than what you see yourself as? Amen. 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 I don't know how you do it. Amen. I couldn't imagine how to start. Amen. Sister Brandy. Amen. I think she used to do it back when she was a little better health. She took pictures a lot. Amen. And real good at it. Amen. I don't know how much she does it now, but amen. I know she used to do it quite a bit. Amen. She'd take a picture. In fact, she took that picture of me and Lynetta. That's up there. Amen. She took that picture. And how many knows that picture hanging on the wall there? Amen. It's not the picture she took that night. Is that right, Brandy? Did you do a little editing on that, did you? She did, she said. Imagine that. My teeth's probably whiter than that than it is in real life, honey. Huh? Probably is. Too bad she couldn't give me some hair. Amen. Amen. She edited that picture. What are you saying? You see that actual photo right there? Actually, that's a photo of me and Lynetta, but we don't actually look like that. Oh, don't look at me shocked. If you've ever had a photo taken in your life, it's edited. Amen. Most of you know how to do it. Amen. I've seen some of you photos. You don't look like that in real life. Amen. You don't look like that in real life. Amen. Some people, amen, they don't look nothing like they look in pictures I've seen of them. I'm thinking, ain't no way I've seen them. They don't look that good. Hey, their face ain't got that perfect. Amen. It ain't making, no, they don't have to go put makeup on. All you have to do is throw in a little editing program. I told Naaman last night he's got one of the prettiest sunrises or sets I believe I ever seen on his phone, but it's got a big old telephone pole. He said he kind of liked it. I didn't, amen. How about that just preference, amen? I said you could give that to Bethany. She's got an editing program she bought, and when she got on, you never know that was there. It looked like it never intended to be there. And if we ain't real careful, church, that's just how we are. With God, God sees us one way. But we run an editing program on our spirituality. Amen. And we don't know nothing like how God sees us there. The greatest place we can ever give with God is not God looking at us, praise God, but God looking through us, seeing inside us, knowing, amen, who and what we are. You know why the prodigal son found repentance? A lot of people think, amen. A lot of people think the prodigal son found repentance because he came back to God. Nope. He could have came back to his father's house, the same rebellious, ignorant child that he left. He'd have never got a robe. He'd have never got a ring. And he'd have never got a fatted calf. Amen. Oh, Brother Webb. Amen. I'm telling you, church, it means more than just running back to God. Amen. When you and your husband ain't getting along. Amen. When you're about ready to lose your house. When your tires on your car ain't what they need to be. I'm telling you, it'll do you no good. How to come running to an altar. Amen. If you don't change your mentality. And the first way you can do that. First thing you got to do. How to change who you really are. Is you have to see who you really are. Can you say amen today? Praise God, you can't do anything. How do you see it? Amen. How can you repent, amen, for sinning against heaven? You don't think you're sinning. Amen. Amen. When that prodigal son was down there in the hog lot, throwing them old ears of corn, a husk of corn, amen, out to the swine, wouldn't mind in having a little bit of self. Amen. When he was down that low, did he look around and see what everybody thought of him? Huh? Did he look around and say, Brother so-and-so thinks I'm this way, but I ain't. Amen. Is that what he saw? The Bible said he came. Came in that instance means see. To encounter. Amen. To behold. Amen. He came. He beheld himself. You know what he done? He had an out-of-body experience. Amen. If there's ever a thing we needed in the world we live in today and in the churches we need in today, we need an out-of-body experience. Amen. Our people need to get out of that reel, out of that editing program, out of that area. You know what most people's editing program works off of? It works off of somebody else's life. I praise God. God will condemn them or something, and they'll look around at somebody else and say, are they doing it? Are they doing this? I can do this. I praise God, that program don't work. You got to see yourself. For you are according to the Word of God. Can you say amen today? And until you see that, you'll never get forgiveness. Amen. 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 He said, I sinned against heaven. Amen. Amen. You may hide from the pastor. You may hide from your mother, from your spouse, amen, from the prophet, but you won't hide from the Word of God. You heard what I said. You won't hide from the Word of God. That's the most important thing today you better worry about. Amen. Amen. A lot of people's not. Amen. As I said the other night, amen, brother. Amen. Chris Davis. Amen. Preached that here one night many years ago. He said, you fall, and the first thing you do is look around and see who fell. See who looked, saw you fall. Amen. You do that, you realize that ain't nothing more than 100% admittance. You care about what people think. That means you're looking outward, not inward. What do you mean by that? If you're a Christian and you fall, first thing you better do is look inside and say, did I sin against heaven? Yeah, it may be before the Father. Amen. This son left his father. He said, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. In other words, you saw it, but it wasn't against you. Amen. A lot of people think somebody sins in the church, they done them wrong. Can you believe they done that? Can you believe they done that? I believe Naaman's smiling back there. He's got it. Amen. But what did David say? David got caught in the sin with Bathsheba. What did he say? Amen. He said, against thee only have I sinned. Amen. He killed Uriah. Amen. But in order for him to sin against Uriah, Uriah had to have been perfect and wrote the law. He didn't. God did. And you know what that put David in transgression of God in his law? And you and I need to realize tonight when somebody sin, they ain't transgression of God in their law. Amen. Not against you and I. And not against the church. Amen. And not against Blue Lake Holy Church. Amen. But they're sinning against God. And if you're going to get rectification and justification from that, you got to repent to God with an open, a clean, and honest heart. Amen. Woo. The Bible said that he came to himself. He looked inside. He said, you know what? I'm wrong. Amen. How many knows when you see yourself, you realize you're wrong? Amen. Everything that he thought was right, he come to realize was wrong. Amen. I'm certain when he left his father's house, If I just had all that money, I could make a killing. Only to find a few hard times. How many knows, I don't care where you're at, in the Father's house or in the world, you're going to have hard times. Amen. 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 How many knows if he'd have stayed in the Father's house, he'd have had the security of the Father. Amen. But he didn't have that no more. Amen. He took what he thought was right and he ran with it. And he lost it. Amen. He lost it. The Bible said he found himself down in a hole. No friends. But the last thing I feel like this man saw, amen, was he was there in the hog lot. He looked down and he said, you know what? I am wrong. Amen, I'm wrong. What I thought to be true is not true. I've tried it and it's not true. Amen. Whether I was deceived, whether I was tricked, or whether I was lied to, amen, it's wrong. And now I find myself in a hog lot. Amen. In a hog lot, he essentially came and saw himself there. And he said, I'm wrong. I have no friends. Amen. I have no money. Amen. How many knows if you got a friend, you wouldn't be a slave? Amen. But in the world, you don't have a friend today. You may have some. I'm not saying. And when you say that, people automatically think about somebody to help them. I'm not saying you ain't going to have people who's not going to be good to you. Amen. They're sinner folk that knows how to be moral. Amen. I'm not saying that at all. But I am going to tell you, amen, whether they do it today, whether they do it next week, or whether they do it in judgment, amen, them friends ain't going to do you any good. Amen. They ain't going to do you no good. Amen. Because when you become a citizen, amen, you become, amen, a servant to the citizen, amen, of the prince of the hour, amen. How many knows, praise God, amen, that he's your master? Amen. He's your master. He's going to tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, amen. Ain't nothing you can do about it, amen. And I'm hoping, amen, it's my prayer today, amen, that you open your eyes and see yourself, praise God. If you get down that low, I'm a praying, amen, that you see yourself, amen. amen, that you can look and open your eyes and say, hey, I look where I'm at today, amen. I'm not saying look around and say, oh, Brother Jeremy does this, and this is what he says, and I think I'm going to be okay. Or look around and say, my spouse, amen, I does this or does that. I've said it over and over, amen. I don't care what your spouse does, amen. How today everybody wants to blame their spouse for the reason they're living like they are. I said, I'm telling you today, no matter how your spouse live, if they treat you like a bucket of trash, I'm telling you today, how you can get enough of God down in your heart. Oh, that's easy for you, Brother Webb. You got a good wife, amen. I do, and I praise God for it. Oh, but I'm telling you today, the circumstance you're in, if that had been the case when they were after Christ, he would have had opportunity, amen. I'd have railed back, but the Bible said, amen, and no guile, amen, was found in his mouth. You know what? Not only did he not say nothing, he never had nothing, amen, in his heart that wanted to come out against them. I praise God because he loved them, praise God. And he wanted to die for them today. Amen. And I'm telling you today, that's the Father we have today. Amen. And all he wants us to do is see herself. Amen. I believe all that is in me. Heaven. Amen. Heaven allowed that famine to come in that country. Heaven allowed that man to get as low as he got. Amen. That was ordained of heaven today. Amen. For him to lose all of his money. Amen. As real as I'm standing here, Sister Christy, amen, God ordained that man to lose his money. God ordained that man to join himself to that citizen. God ordained that man be put in a hog lot. You know why? Because it brought about an end result. That God's most desire is, it ain't for you to be rich today. It ain't for you to, amen, I'd be the happiest married person that ever was. I'm a praise God. His will for your life today is you to find a genuine salvation. Amen. A true pure heart. Amen. Undefiled before God. A joy with no condemnation. Amen. The Bible said there is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. We try to justify and say what's wrong with services today. Why we can't get the anointing. Why there's no conviction. I'll tell you, the leading culprit is called condemnation. Amen. You don't pray enough. Amen. You heard what I said? You don't pray enough. Amen. God deals with your heart. Amen. You don't listen enough. Amen. Amen. Today we don't. Amen. But here we find another man that was rich. Amen. Had lots of money. Amen. I believe the first man got his money by good ways. Hard work. Dad taught him that. Amen. He got his money by the right way. But here we find a man that had money the wrong way. Amen. But you know what? He heard about a man named Jesus. Amen. Amen. He probably wasn't as fat as me, but he was probably shorter, as short as me. Amen. And he wanted to see Jesus. You put me in a big old crowd, especially a few of these guys up here, back there. Amen. I can't see nothing but straight up. Amen. Zacchaeus is the same way. The Bible said he is of small stature. In other words, he is short. Amen. My mom said the doctor said when I was young that I was going to be short and overweight. They finally got something right. Amen. Amen. Zacchaeus. See, look at that. I see myself. I see myself. All right, Jeremy. He said I saw myself outside. He'll help me to see myself inside. He has before. Amen. How many knows that Zacchaeus couldn't see very well? What was amazing about Zacchaeus is he made preparations to see Christ. He said he knew he was going to pass that away. Yeah. The Bible said he sought to see him. Verse 4 said, and he ran before. He made preparation. He prepared. Hey, he yeah, name it. He put forth an effort. He prepared. He ran ahead, the Bible said, and he climbed up in a tree. He's standing there. His hope that day was to get a glimpse of Christ, to see Christ. That's what he hoped to see that day. I believe if he would have been up in that tree and Christ would have passed by that day, he could have went home saying, you know what? I seen the man that everybody talks about. How many knows Christ had no doubt? All through the Bible, you know where you, all through the Bible, you find Christ going to the publicans. I mean, you find him several times, amen, interacting with the public, eating with them, amen. No doubt, hey, the Bible said he was chief. No doubt a lot of them men that was under him had been with Christ, seen Christ, and been converted by Christ. Amen. No doubt when they said, oh, he's over there eating with the publicans, no doubt some of them men, if he was chief, that meant he was boss. He was over all of them. And no doubt some of them men got converted, amen. And there he was, amen. He no doubt seen their daily lives, and he began to realize, hey, there's something to this man named Christ. I'd like to see him. So he went ahead and he climbed up in a tree and he's standing there looking, waiting to Christ. He, no doubt he'd have been happy that day if Christ would have passed by and he'd have got to see him. But how many knows that when we put forth an effort, I said when we put forth an effort, we get more than just being able to look. Amen. How many knows when we put forth an effort, how many knows Christ sees us? Amen. Amen. Christ sees us. He put forth the never here in the Bible, said he was walking down. And when he came to the tree, he stopped and he looked up. The Bible didn't say he looked over and said, who's that man in that tree? He didn't have to, did he? He might have been like Philip over there, wouldn't he? He said, I seen you when you was on the tree over there. How'd I know? How'd you know, Lord? I believe, amen, when he started through Jericho, when he entered into Jericho, how many knows he probably thought, well, Zacchaeus is in that tree down there. And I get down there, amen. This is what's amazing. Notice where Zacchaeus was at. What city did Christ enter into? Where? Jericho? Wait a minute, is that that same city that Joshua marched around seven times and the walls came down? That city that God cursed yet was rebuilt? Imagine that. Here's Zacchaeus, a crooked politician, tax collector, amen, in a city that's cursed, climbs up in a tree and makes an effort to see Christ. Christ passing by looks up and says, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to your house today. Come down, Zacchaeus, today. I must abide at thy house. Bible said Zacchaeus didn't sit there very long, did he? What did he do? He made haste. He got in a hurry, didn't he? Amen. Amen. The Bible said he made haste. He came down and received him joyfully. Did you hear that? Joyfully. Imagine that. You mean somebody can really get in a shape? They can come to an altar and receive Jesus joyfully. If you come to this altar, the only way you're going to receive Christ is joy. If you come to this altar and you think Christianity is going to be a burden to you, it ain't. It ain't, because you ain't going to acquire it. Amen. 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 You're going to come, as Naaman said, and you're going to go leave empty. Amen. But the Bible said he came down and he received him joyfully. Amen. The Bible said he received him joyfully. And the Bible said when they saw it, those that were around began to murmur. No doubt probably some of them same Pharisees that stood on the corner and said, Lord, I thank you I'm not as this publican. I pray this much and I visit this much and I do all of... Notice what he put his faith in. His ability and works. Amen. Stop and think about it. I've said it over and over. There have been times I went to pray. Amen. When I got done telling God why he needed to do what I was asking him to do, it was all on what I had done. Wrong way to ask God. Amen. Amen. Wrong way to ask God. Amen. Not on what I've done. Amen. Amen. Looked around. Bible said that publican smote his chest. Said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. He saw himself, didn't he? And he walked away. Here the Bible said, they were saying, he eats with a man that's a sinner. The Bible said Zacchaeus stood. Stood. Notice that. He didn't climb around and call Jesus after the meeting and say, I feel like I got a touch in there. Did you notice that? He didn't wait till everybody left. The Bible said he stood. I believe he stood up for the whole multitude. And he said, behold, Lord, half my goods I give to the poor. Amen. What did he mean by that statement? A rich man. What usually makes a man rich? He loves money. Is that right? Usually that's what makes a man rich, is his love for money. He stood up immediately. When he stood up, Martha, he said, Lord, half my money I'm going to give to the poor. You know what he realized? He saw something, didn't he? You know who he saw? He saw Zacchaeus. He saw Zacchaeus had never done nothing but live for the money. Amen. Live to make money. Live to store up money. The Bible said he stood up and he said, I'm going to give half my money to the poor. Amen. And then you know what he does? He goes on one step farther. And he said, if I've wronged any man, amen, if I took a dollar from him when I didn't deserve that dollar, I'm going to give him $4 back. Fourfold, is that what that means? Amen. I'm going to give him $4 back. If I've wronged him, if I've got $1, amen, you know what I almost believe by him making that statement? I almost believe when Jesus visited his house that day, conviction came with it. And as he's standing there, he realized he had a lot of money, amen, that probably he didn't deserve. You know what he said? He had a lot of money he didn't deserve and no way to make it right. People that all down through the years that he'd done wrong back when he didn't know no better, amen, or done it with disregard, amen, I believe he said, no way. You know what I'll do? Best thing I could probably do is that I'm going to give half that away. I'm just going to bless the poor with it. I'm going to give half that away. But you know what? I believe went on in his mind, amen, sanctification began to work and he began to show him all those people that he wronged. Amen, that he shouldn't have wronged. And you know what he said? He said, Lord, if I've took a dollar from him, I'm going to go find it and I'm going to give him four back. Amen. Amen. What happened? That ain't going to do no good. Man just gets up, be seen, makes a statement for a whole church. Makes a statement. What's that going to do any good? Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to thy house. He didn't say religion. He didn't say religion. He didn't say a plan, a tradition, a way to live, a dress code. He said, salvation's come to thy house today, Zacchaeus. Amen. He said, you've really seen what it takes to become a real Christian. Amen. You know what you saw? You was just like the prodigal son. You saw you. Amen. The prodigal son had all this money and had to lose it all before he'd ever open his eyes and see himself and see me. But he said, hey, Zacchaeus, you've had all of this money. Amen. And you opened your eyes and saw that money, I wouldn't rightfully yours. And you agreed to give half of it away. And you agreed to go. You notice the difference there? Amen. They both started the same place. And they both ended the same place. And but one of them went through a whole lot more than what the other had to. Ain't that amazing? Amen. Well, what type are you today? Are you a prodigal son or are you a Zacchaeus? What are you? Are you a prodigal son today or are you a Zacchaeus? Which one are you? Amen. Are you one of those that's going to hold on to the last minute? Amen. There's people God's been dealing with for years. Things are doing wrong. Amen. Years the Lord's been dealing with them. Amen. And they keep holding on just like the prodigal son. Amen. And you know what? It's God's ordained will that if you have to go to the hog lot, amen, that you can open your eyes and see who you really are. How that's God's ordained will. That's why he died, is so we can see ourselves. How many knows you can be a Zacchaeus today? Amen. You can get out little. It don't matter. How you can live in a cursed city. Amen. God gains by ill manner. How about you can see yourself after who you are and make things right? The Bible said salvation has come to thy house today. I love the next word he said. He said, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Amen. Imagine that. He walks in Zacchaeus' house, a sinner, and when he leaves, what did he mean by that statement? What did he mean by as much also as thou art a son of Abraham? He walked in a sinner, and Jesus left him a brother. Thou art a son of Abraham. What does that statement mean? Thou art my brother. Father Abraham. Amen. Well, my little granddaughter can sing that one to you if I need her to get you up here and do a little rendition of it. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one, and so are you. Sometimes I think we need to stop and go back to those little songs like that. Amen. It might open our eyes, see where we're at. Amen. We come in a lot of times, we ain't careful, we sit down. Amen. We just like the Pharisees. Well, See, well, he misquoted that one verse there. He missed a word. Amen. If he was living like me, he wouldn't miss a word like that. Huh. If you think that, it's evident you can't see yourself yet. Amen. Amen. What did I say? A Willie's Bale, or what did I say? Look at that. She still makes her laugh. Hey, man, I got excited Sunday preaching. I said, a Willie's Bale. Amen. 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 Charnell, look there. She's still laughing. She better have a what now? A belly swell. That's what I said. I knew I didn't say it right. Amen. They thought it was all funny. Amen. Jonah ended up in a whale's belly, didn't he? You know why? Took him a while to see himself, didn't he? How many knows he saw himself? How many knows he saw himself? He said, they that observe lying wonders forsake their own mercy. He saw himself, didn't he? Why did he make that statement? Because he was guilty. He said, they that observe lying wonders forsake their own mercy. Amen. Bible said that he said, this day his salvation come to thy house, for as much as he also is the Son of Man. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. Amen. That's what Christ died for. Amen. That's what Christ died for. We may think we've got it all figured out. We may think we've got it all figured out. Amen. As they get ready, I'm going to let you pray. Amen. Listen to this. In the book of James, first chapter, he said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. He said, for if any man hear of the word and not a doer, he is like a man, and he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Amen. I should have brought me a mirror. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, this will work. That's shiny enough. I got a shiny head. Amen. It's like a man beholding himself in a glass. Looking glass is what it means. Amen. Sometimes when a preacher's preaching, how many's ever heard a preacher preaching? Man, you just think, man, I'm telling you, he's putting it right in my box. Tonight I'm going to do better. Man, tomorrow, next week, I'm going to do better. Lord, I'm going to pray more. I'm going to be more dedicated. I'm going to go to church more. You know what you're doing? You're doing just like this right here. But the Bible said you're hearing the word, but then you walk away and forget what manner of man you are. You saw yourself just for an instant there. Amen. I believe all that's in me, that prodigal son, saw himself, for instance, is when father was talking. He could see himself. He could see where dad was probably right and he was probably wrong. But you know what he done? He walked away from what he saw and he said, you know what? I think I can do better. Amen. But you know what happened to Zacchaeus? Jesus looked up at him and you know what he done? When conviction, amen, entered his heart, Zacchaeus saw himself. He knew where he'd done wrong, and you know what he'd done? Immediately, Zacchaeus reacted on that. Immediately. Zacchaeus said, you know what? I'm wrong. Amen. I got too much money that ain't mine, and I got people out there I've done wrong, and I'm going to make it right. And he not only, you know what he not only done? He's not like a lot of people, and I love you, but he's not like a lot of people in here. He didn't get up and testify and say, I'm going to do one thing. I don't believe he got up and testified and went out and done another, and salvation wasn't came to his house. Amen. I believe he got busy that next week fighting those people. And making everything he done wrong right. Amen. The salvation that came to his house. How many knows that's what pure salvation does when it sees itself? He said, beholding himself in a natural glass and forgetting what a manner of man he has a natural face in a glass, rather, for beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This man shall be blessed in his deed. The greatest man, probably that ever had a greatest trial. Amen. I'm going to let you pray. But I'm going to tell you, if you want to get anywhere with God today, if you want to get anywhere with God in the future, Stop worrying about everybody else. We're living in a society where everybody thinks they know what's wrong with everybody else. But nobody sees themselves. Nobody sees. You can even preach. What's amazing, if we're not careful, we're past James here. When the preacher preaches, a lot of times we don't see ourselves in the mirror. You know who we see? Brother Jeremy. Brother Fabian. I know right where that's going. Sister Christy, I know. I know where, honey, if she'd only listened to that preacher. You've probably been told that before, ain't you? Huh? Yeah, I thought you had. Imagine that. Hey, man, I've been told that before. That preacher's preaching on you. If you just listen. Ain't that amazing? He said, but when we hear, what did James say? A good hearer, the word, what's it going to do? He said people that walk the way and don't even do what they are. At least when the preacher's preaching, they at least see themselves. Amen. My heart. Amen. My heart is troubled because we can't even see ourselves anymore. We're so good, we can only see those around us. It's going to that one over there. I know right where that went. Amen. You know what Job done? Job, probably of all the natural men that ever lived, endured probably the greatest trial of any man that ever lived was Job. Would we not all agree with that? How many knows what kept Job where Job needed to be? It wasn't his friends. He was just like the prodigal son. He didn't have any friends. What made Job stand through the trial? One of the greatest verses, I believe, in the book of Job is the 16th chapter. He said, "And also now, behold, my witness is in heaven. My witness is in heaven." And he said, "And my record is on high." You know what Job meant by that statement? I see myself. I know who I am, and I know where I am. I see myself. I know what I've done. He begins this chapter here looking at his friends and say, "You're no help at all. You're no help at all. You come over here to tell me where I've sinned and where I've done wrong." But you know what got Job through that trial? You know what got him through that trial? He looked inside. A lot of times we think looking inside means looking inside, finding all the wrong that's in there. Can't nobody hide. Can't nobody hide from God. The greatest thing you and I didn't do today is look inside, and if there's any wrong, get it right. If there's any wrong, get it right. Get it right. And then when the devil comes, you know what will happen? We can look inside, Ben. We can look inside. Amen. When the devil comes, we can be just like Job. We look inside and he say, "You know what? My record." Amen. He said, "Behold, my witness is in heaven. And my record's on high." My heart, as Sue Christmas says, my heart's pure. As Naaman said, he's done things maybe not the purest of intentions before. Amen. They've been messages preached. The right thing was preached with the wrong attitude. Amen. 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 Paul said that Jesus was preached with even stripes. And I know, as Paul said, praise God, he was preached anyway. Praise God, he was preached. Every which way God was preached. But wouldn't it be awesome if we all got preached it the right way? If we all testified it the right way? We all sung it the right way? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Amen. How many knows that God loves you? He died for you. Amen. And if it means going through the hog lot, he's going to try every opportunity he can to bring you to him. And before you can come to him, you have to see yourself. But how many knows tonight you can have all the world's goods? He reprimanded the rich before this openly. How easy is it for a rich man to enter into heaven? Amen. Did he not make that statement? Amen. It's like putting a camel, wouldn't he say, through an eye of a needle? Amen. Is that the statement he made? But yet he comes to a rich man's house. And salvation comes to his house that day. You see, it don't matter how much money you got. Don't matter how many friends you got. Amen. It's where your heart is. Zacchaeus was sitting in that tree the day, and when Jesus looked at him, amen, he said he noticed me. He saw me. He knew who I was. Amen. And he went home that day, and he saw himself. He saw himself. And he said, "God, you don't have to take my money. I'm going to give it to you." He received him joyfully. "God, you don't have to take my money. I'm going to give it to you." Amen. "You've showed me where I've done wrong, and I'm going to make it right." Amen. Amen. I believe he dealt with the prodigal son, and he showed the prodigal son where he was wrong, but the prodigal son wouldn't listen. He dealt with him the same way until he finally saw himself. Now, which one you want to be today? You want to be a prodigal son? You want to be a Zacchaeus? You got to see yourself. Church, if there's anything in the day and hour we live in today, we got to see ourselves. We got to see ourselves. Nobody else. See ourselves. Say, God, what do I need to do? Amen. Whether you've been going to church for many years. Amen. Or whether God's just been dealing with your heart. Amen. I really feel like we got some Zacchaeuses in the house. Amen. I feel like we got some people said, I'd like to see Jesus. Amen. I'd like to see Jesus. You know what would Jesus see? If I could tell you anything tonight, I'd tell you Jesus sees you. Jesus sees you today. Amen. He wants to go home with you. He wants to go home with you today. Amen. He wants to bring peace to your life. Amen. Because you know what? You can look inside when the devil comes and says, there ain't no way. No doubt the devil told Zacchaeus, you live in Jericho, you got the wrong profession. But I believe Zacchaeus lived a Christian life. Amen. Because he saw himself. You see yourself today? You see yourself? I preach this message tonight. Have you seen you? Have you seen somebody in this church? Seen somebody in your family? I'm not saying it may not relate to somebody. But first and foremost, it has to relate to you. Amen. It first has to relate to you. As they get ready to sing, you brothers got anything? Amen. As they get ready to sing, amen, we're going to let you pray tonight. Amen. You don't have to go through what the prodigal son did. I don't want to see you on the bottom. Amen. But if you go to the bottom and you come back, I want to be like the Father. I want to see you and I want to come and greet you a long way off. Amen. If you just turn the right way. I mean, I believe when the prodigal son turned the right way and the Bible said the Father saw him and he ran and greeted him a great way off. Amen. He ain't got nowhere near home yet, but the Father went to him anyway. Amen. You come back tonight, I want to meet you. Amen. I want to meet you. I'm glad you're here. Amen. If you've been told in God, I'm glad you're here. Amen. I want to meet you. Amen. God wants to meet you. Amen. God wants to meet you. Amen. But if you just come to see, you heard about Jesus and you just come to see tonight, he wants to go home with you. Amen. He wants to go home with you. Just like the prodigal son, he wants to put a robe on you. He wants to put a ring on your hand. Amen. He wants to kill the fatty calf for you tonight. He died for you. He loves you. Amen. You sinned against heaven. Amen. You ain't done nothing to me. I may have seen you. Amen. I may not have seen you. I don't even have to know. Amen. The most important thing is you sinned against heaven. Repent against heaven. Amen. Find forgiveness in heaven. Amen. And your witness can be up there. Amen. And your record, amen, can be on high. And you can walk upright in pure heart. Amen. As they get ready to sing. Amen. As they begin to sing, come to this altar. If you feel like standing, please stand. Come to this altar. As they begin to pray tonight.